friends of Senator Ted Stevens scheme to manipulate a home repair bill so Stevens wouldn't have to pay for it. That's what jurors heard in a recording played in court today during Senator Stevens' trial. From Washington, APRN's Libby Casey reports.
The jury heard three recordings Tuesday afternoon. Former Veeco CEO Bill Allen is in all of them. He's the government's main witness in this trial. Stevens is accused of taking many of the hidden gifts from him. When Stevens' boiler broke down in January 2006, Allen found a repairman and had him summoned to Stevens' Girdwood house on a weekend night. Stevens paid for the materials, $1,118, but Bill Allen paid more than $1,000 for the labor. 1 month later, Stevens got an invoice from Chugach Sewer and Drain, and it said labor paid by Bill, meaning Allen. Stevens emailed Allen and said he, the senator, needed to pay for it. Bill Allen's secretary, Linda Croft, called Allen on February 16th.
There's an email here from Ted.
What is it?
Basically, he wants to know about that plumbing bill on his place.
Okay.
He said he got a bill from Chugach Sewer and Drain, and it says labor paid by Bill. And he said I should pay those plumbers. So
No, it shouldn't.
Okay, I was just reading at you. So do you want me to fax it to you, or do you want to wait till you come in?
That leads to a conversation later that day between Allen and another friend, Bob Persons. Persons lives in Girdwood, where he owns the Double Muskie restaurant, and acted as an unofficial supervisor to the renovation of Stevens' Girdwood home. Persons was supposed to be the middleman on the invoice. Allen points out the problem, and Persons reacts.
Oh, shit. I didn't even see this.
Persons apologizes for overlooking it.
Oh, labor paid by Bill.
Yeah.
Ouch, I didn't see that. I'm sorry. Well, it went straight to his house.
Yeah, but I got an email from him knowing that he's got to talk to it. And I've already taken care of the deal.
Jeez, I'm sorry, Bill.
Allen says he told the owner of Chugach Sewer and Drain, Charlie Hart, to charge the labor costs to Allen's house. But now this paper trail is a problem, says Persons.
Well, we don't need this thing floating around.
No.
We need to get it from him. We need to get him to the guy at Chugach Sewer and Drain to make that disappear from his records.
Yeah.
Allen and Persons try to figure out how to deal with it. Allen says they could tell the repairman to change it, or Persons says they could tell him it's a mix-up.
What would be perfect is for this guy at Chugach Sewer to believe that Ted paid for the labor as well, and that him writing on this bill that you had paid it was a mistake.
Tell you what I better do. I better get my, I paid for the other part and go down and tell him this is a mistake and redo the whole mother.
Yeah. Tell him that. Just make him understand that Ted's paying for everything.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, that's the safest thing, Bill.
They eventually come up with a plan. Have Stevens write Allen a check, but don't cash it.
If it ever did come up, you could say, I didn't deposit that. Hell, I know I did. I don't know where it went.
It's unclear in the recording how much Stevens knows about what his friends are doing. At one point, Persons apologizes because he thinks Allen did not want Stevens knowing about the bill.
And I know you didn't want him to know that, did you?
Well, that, and I didn't want everybody to know,
Well, the only person that knows between me and you and Ted is this guy at Chugach Sewer and Drain.
Yeah, well, he's okay.
Okay, because I haven't talked to him.
I'll just talk to him when I see him.
In another conversation recorded 2 weeks earlier on February 2nd, 2006, Allen mentions the repair bill, and the two talk about a partnership they have with Stevens in the horse racing business, which Persons says will cost them a lot of money. Persons says he's being extra careful to properly bill Stevens because he's under scrutiny as a senator, and he jokes about comments Stevens' wife made.
as Catherine says, Ted gets hysterical when he has to spend his own money. So I want to keep it down, because and the other flip side of that is he gets hysterical because he can't really afford to pay a bunch of money, I don't think.
Government prosecutors quoted this line in their opening statements, saying that Stevens could not afford to pay for a lot of luxuries and so relied on his friends to foot bills. A $1,000 boiler repair might seem minor, but prosecutors say it shows a pattern of Stevens' friends doing him favors off the books. Stevens' lawyers say their client did not know what was going on behind his back. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.